Okay, our friends. So today we are starting February, the month of February, and there's a big holiday in this month. It's about love. It's called Valentine's Day. I'm sure you're familiar with it. Now, if you are celebrating Valentine's Day, it's because you love someone. Did you know that? And there's lots of different kinds of love, but my favorite kind of love is the kind of love you get in your family. Family love is where you've got a whole family that loves each other's. And families are kind of, you know, sometimes you live with a grandma, grandpa, sometimes you live with an auntie and uncle, sometimes you live with your mommy and daddy. Whatever your family looks like, it can be full of love. And what's important to note here in this story is that the inspiration for this story is a mom and a dad who love each other very much, and how their love affects their family. So let's start here, shall we? Today's story is called At Night, They Danced. And this story was written by Victoria Scott Miller, and it's illustrated by Tony D. Chambers. And my friends, grab your copy of this book. If you don't have your copy of this book, you gotta go out and get it, because it is fantastic and a lovely story, and I cannot encourage you enough with it. Today's story is read by Mommy, and who are you today?
My name is Scott. Other people know me as Ant-Man.
Ant-Man, oh, wonderful. And I love it when superheroes show up. Promise me you will not shrink down to the size of an ant and try to crawl away on my book.
No promises, but...
No promises. Fair enough. All right, well, at least let me see if I can entertain you with this cool story. You ready?
Okay.
Here we go. We love our parents' date nights. One day a week, 4 times a month, 52 times a year. It's like a holiday in our house. Dad always lets us help him shave, and we jump on the bed while he gets dressed. And when he walks out the bedroom, we can smell his cologne all the way down the hall. Mom always traces her lips with lipstick red as a fire truck. And every time she leaves 2 kisses on the front hall mirror before she swishes her dress from side to side to make sure she looks just right. And in the picture, my goodness, friends, that dress is beautiful. It's a yellow dress. I want one just like it. But today, nothing about date night is the same. Emerson, I need your special glasses, I say. Look at the calendar. On today's date, there's a drawing of headphones and a big red X. There's also no babysitter, and Mom and Dad have their day clothes on. Oh, friends, I think their date night got canceled, right? Do they not know how much we love the smell of freshly baked date night cheese pizza? Do they not understand the joy of eating bags of buttery date night popcorn and strings of fruit leather? On date nights, there's no bedtime. We get to have pillow fights. Best of all, we get to jump on the couch, something we absolutely never, ever get to do at any other time. Emerson and I begin pacing. No, date night means... It means... Maybe... A monster attacked our parents' favorite restaurant, devouring all the silverware and leaving the building covered in spaghetti and whipped cream. What an imagination. Right? Or maybe alien snot covered the sidewalk and it's too slippery to walk to the car. Maybe our parents were just too tired to go out and don't want us to have fun either. Wow, the slippery alien snot looks disgusting, doesn't it? Emerson pouts. I sigh. Then we both see it. Dad is on the porch grabbing herbs from the garden. We watch as he places them in the tea kettle. Mom is zigzagging her Ankara scarf into a tight crown and pulling a Miles Davis record down from the shelf. Dad wraps his hand around Mom and whispers in her ear, and their giggles rumble and pop like a bubble machine. I cough to get Dad's attention.
Yes, Langston, he says.
Can we help you get ready tonight? I ask.
Not tonight, son. I got it.
Emerson and I stare at each other, confused. At dinner, we listen to the vibrating bumble, rumble, kaboom, swoosh, whoosh, trickle, the dizzying bops of Miles Davis spinning on the record player. Our forks clack against our plates as Emerson and I pick at our food. After dinner, we watch Mom and Dad's every move as we set up our fort and think of the master plan for Operation Date Night. They must go out, or they may never go on another date again, and our fun will be canceled forever. Emerson and I think of a master plan. We sneak across the kitchen, grab their phones, call the babysitter, and, "Hey, my loves," Mom calls, "time for bed." We clean up our toys, break down the fort, and put on our pajamas. Operation Date Night is still in full effect. Remember, once we have their phones, let's meet back in the room. Got it? I tell Emerson. Got it, he replies. Mom and Dad tuck us in, humming and swirling around each other like ice cream on a cone. As they kiss us goodnight, we yawn, squinting our eyes and pretending to fall asleep, peeking as they slide out of the room. Once the coast is clear, I whisper to Emerson, "It's time. I'll go first, then you follow me." We squeeze through the door and swim from the kitchen floor towards our parents' room. As we're about to pass the living room, we see Mom and Dad wearing headphones. We watch as they press play on the music speaker. Mom begins bouncing her head to a rhythm we can't hear, and then the two of them dance in a way we've never seen. They dance like kangaroos, jumping back and forth and levitating to the ceiling and swaying in the wind. Their feet shuffle so fast it makes us dizzy. Dad stands up strong and leans Mom back, and they burst into laughter, dropping to the floor. That's what love looks like. Emerson giggles loudly. I tap him on the shoulder and point him to our room. We run down the hall and dive under our bed covers. Seconds later, Dad is right there, pulling our sheets back like a matador.
Boys, want to join?
He asks. Emerson and I fill the room with laughter as we tumble out of bed. We sprint down the hall just in case Dad changes his mind. Once in the living room, I ask the tough question. Is our babysitter coming back?
Mimi needed a night off, son, but our love will always be a priority. So this week, we're having date night at home,
Dad says. Mom turns up the music. We raise our hands high, and then copying our parents, we bring them as low as we tiptoe on an imaginary tightrope and dance the night away. And what a wonderful thing to know that their mom and their dad love each other so much that they say, "I'm going to put
you first, sweetheart, and spend time with my love. What a great example for their kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Aunt Man, do your mom and dad dance sometimes?
Yeah.
And do they also go on dates?
That's a funny question.
That is a funny question.
Of course they do.
Of course they do. And that, my dear friends, is
the end.
The end.
See ya.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.